The gospel verse is from the book of Luke, chapter 24, beginning at verse 36. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I, myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you got anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin is to be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to all of these things." The word of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Ingrid Peterson, and yes, that is just as Scandinavian as it sounds, and I serve as our lead program manager at Camp of the Cross. I'm very excited to be with you this morning. I'm joined by my husband, Nate, and fun story about that is we actually met at camp when I was on summer staff in 2013, and this past summer we were married at Camp of the Cross, which is just one of the many stories of the testament of relationships and friendships that can come out of such an incredible place. I have a series of things that I could talk to you about, so I'll try to keep it down to a minimum. One of the things I want to emphasize is our youth programs. We're trying out some fun new things at camp this summer and bringing back some of our favorites. One of the things we're doing is a Boundary Waters trip where we take high schoolers and we go to the Boundary Waters of Minnesota and we go canoeing for a week. We also have a camp that goes out to the Badlands where we're camping and hiking. Another off-site camp that's called Truckers where we're canoeing on Lake Sakakawea for the whole week. And we have some of our traditional favorite on-site camps. One of my favorites is Christmas in July. So for a whole week in July, you get to celebrate Christmas the entire week. Night Pathfinders, which is a fun camp where kids get to go to bed at 2 a.m. after playing night games and then get up at 10 a.m. So it's kind of a different schedule, and it's really fun. In regards to our summer program, though, there is one thing that we are asking. We are in a little bit of a crisis right now. We have 4 female counselors, and we usually like to have around 9. So this is kind of a new thing for us. Usually most camps struggle to get male counselors, but our male counselors are filled. We are in need of female counselors. So if you know any young women that have just recently, will be recently graduating from high school or are college aged and are looking for a summer job, Camp of the Cross is an amazing, amazing place for that. And we would love to have some conversations. Thank you for that. Another thing to emphasize is our adult program. So camp is not just a place for kids. Right now we have a women's retreat actually on site at camp, and by the end of this month we'll have brought in another men's group and 2 more women's groups. So constantly, almost every weekend, we are bringing in adults and youth to camp, which is very exciting. One additional thing to add is our Prairie Lake Festival is coming up in June. If you have attended that in the past and are maybe thinking, you know, I don't really need another quilt or another this or another that, an awesome way to support Camp of the Cross is through the gift of money towards something. So we are calling that sponsorships this summer. So if you'd like to give money to go towards the festival or to go towards our staffing, but maybe wouldn't like to take home a physical item, we invite you to do that. So on behalf of all of our full-time staff, our board of directors, thank you so much for your support. Trinity is amazing. I was just looking at some of the brochures this morning and was reminded again by what you do in camperships, what you do with your endowment funds, what you do by sending your kids to camp or by coming to camp yourself. So thank you very much for your support. On the topic of camp, I want to begin with a story this morning, and it's a story that I think is pretty funny, so I hope you laugh with me. And if you don't laugh, maybe you'll save a few sympathy laughs for the end. But last fall, Camp of the Cross updated our registration system, and camp registration systems are a little bit behind the times. So this was an exciting move for Camp of the Cross. And one of the things that we were really, really excited about was the ability of this system to send out auto emails, which is kind of an old concept now, but for us it was pretty exciting. So what that meant is when we had a group coming to camp for an event, we'd be able to send them all an email at once without having to input any individual emails. And we could say, you know, the first email we wanted to send out was to our women's retreat group, which is a group of women that's usually about 60 to 7, comes in for our fall women's retreat in September. And we wanted to send an email that said, thank you for registering, we'll see you in a few days. So we had that email prepared, we had all the emails inputted, we were excited, and we saw this option that said exclude all. And we said, yes, let's click that. We don't want anybody else receiving this email, just the women's retreaters. And we sent it out, and we were like, well, that was great. That was painless. We're set. This is awesome. Within 2 minutes, I was sitting at my desk, and I just saw my phone just explode with emails, like one after another, after another, after another. And they were all these confused and what's going on emails. And we realized that by hitting exclude all, we had excluded all the women we wanted to send the email to, and instead sent it to the upwards of 3,000 other people in our database. So you can imagine just what was going on. I was getting these emails, our business manager was getting calls, our executive director was also fielding a series of emails. And we didn't laugh about it that day. But later we laughed and we thought about everybody was talking about Camp of the Cross that day. Everybody and their neighbor and their friends were like, did you get that email from Camp of the Cross? And I got men that emailed me and said, Ingrid, is this some sort of joke? I'm not coming to your women's retreat. Like, good try, but not interested in that. And so we joke about it now, that Camp of the Cross was so recognized on that day. And I bring that up because today we are met with another story of recognition. But the story goes a little differently. It's a man that appears to his disciples, his friends, the people that he's spent countless time with, the people that have seen him perform miracles, and yet they don't really seem to recognize him. They think of him as a ghost at first and are a little bit frightened. Now, back in that time, there wasn't really the same technology resources that we have today. Jesus didn't post to social media and say, hey, I'll be coming back in 3 days, look out for me. He didn't send out an invitation to his welcome home party through email. And he certainly did not send out upwards of 3,000 people to everybody else besides his disciples. In our busy world, we oftentimes miss emails or they get sent into our junk mail, or perhaps we wish they would just end up there to begin with. I often joke, and my friends that know me really well know that if you send me a text message, chances are I'll respond to it right away, or 3 to 5 business days later. It's really one or the other. But the one thing that's hard to forget, or the one thing that's hard to ignore, are those interactions or the people that are right in front of us. But yet, again, we are met with a story today where that happens. Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I, myself. It's not a simple statement. It ends with an exclamation point. It is I, myself. Something that was so clear and real and right in front of the disciples was still hard to recognize. And the question remains, why? After a long Lenten season of sorrow, we are more than ready to embrace Easter's joys. Parades of palm branches, baskets of eggs, alleluias on our lips. But what happens in the aftermath? When our decorations are put away, when those banners are taken down, when the resurrection gets just a bit harder to recognize. In the post-holiday blues, as some call it, that's when our lives are really met with the why, in the midst of our everyday. We separate ourselves naturally from the disciples because we think that was so long ago. But we find them again in our own imperfect humanity. They saw Jesus. They talked to him. They shared food with him. and still they questioned. How could something so amazing really happen? And how could something so amazing really be for us? Eventually, the Lord even had to open their minds so they could understand the scripture. But I think that's probably one of the greatest comforts in the times after Easter. Our faith is so great that at times it even feels impossible. How can all of this really be for us? We don't always have to get it exactly right. The disciples struggled, and we too will face our own times of trial, our own times of doubt and disbelief. The challenge is to take this miracle of resurrected hope and recognize it. Recognize it in everything that we do. Let it be recognized past April into September, December, and beyond. Let it be recognized in a mound of snow outside and in another unfavorable weather forecast. Let it be recognized on a bad day when you're running late, the kids are screaming, you've spilled your coffee, when it feels like a never-ending Monday. Let it be recognized in your forgiveness and in your frustrations. Let it be recognized in other people, but more importantly, let it be recognized in yourself. And let it be recognized when you make mistakes, when you send out an email and it goes to everyone else besides the people that you hoped it would. Nothing in this earthly life can surpass it. In all things, I hope you challenge yourself to do one thing. Have hope in this promise of Christ's love and sacrifice, because all of this was done for you. Amen.